Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I pray it be good food that will nourish your soul, your mind, your heart, that will draw you closer to your Savior and mine, to Jesus. Let's take a look at the readings for today. The first is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. The Philistines gathered for an attack on Israel. Israel went out to engage them in battle and camped at Eben-Ebenezer, while the Philistines camped at Aphek. The Philistines then drew up in battle formation against Israel. After a fierce struggle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who slew about 4,000 men on the battlefield. When the troops retired to the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord permitted us to be defeated today by the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the Lord from Shiloh, that it may go into battle among us and save us from the grasp of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh and brought from there the ark of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned upon the cherubim. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were with the ark of God. When the ark of the Lord arrived in the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth resounded. The Philistines, hearing the noise of the shouting, asked, "What can this loud shouting in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" On learning that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp, the Philistines were frightened. They said, "Gods have come to their camp." And they said also, "Woe to us! This has never happened before. Woe to us! Deliver us from the power of these mighty gods. These are the gods that struck the Egyptians with various plagues and with pestilence. Take courage and be manful. Take courage and be manly, Philistines. Otherwise you will become slaves to the Hebrews, as they were your slaves. So fight manfully." The Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated. Every man fled to his own tent. It was a disastrous defeat in which Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The ark of the God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were among the dead. What I want you to see here, brothers and sisters, is that Israel, in this battle, relied on their own strength, not on the Lord. They thought they had the strength to do it. They were overwhelmed, brothers and sisters, because they did not rely on God. So please, brothers and sisters, please, let us turn to the Lord and seek His mercy. Let us not try to do it ourselves or get somebody else to do it for us. First, go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need to settle a situation. I don't know how to do it. Will you help me?" You can bring somebody else with you. That's fine. But ask the Lord to be there. You'll be amazed at how God cares for you. Psalm 44 says, "Redeem us, Lord, because of your mercy. Yet now you have cast us off and put us in disgrace. You know, go not forth with our armies. You have let us be driven back by our foes. Those who hated us plundered us at will. You made us the reproach of our neighbors, the mockery and the scorn of those around us. You made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. Lord, Lord, why do you hide your face, forgetting our woe and our oppression? for our souls are bowed down to the dust. Our bodies are pressed to the earth. See, what we think so often, it's me first. I've got to deal with this first. Always, 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 whatever the situation is, go to God first and ask Him to help you. I know most people don't do that. I've got to have a difficult conversation, as I've said before, with one of my children. I am in trouble or difficulty in my marriage. Whatever the case may be, or trouble at work, whatever the case is, turn to God first and say, Lord, help me. Help me to follow you. Help me to be reliant on you, not on myself. Help me. Just say that to the Lord. That's all you need to do. Help me, Lord. And I don't mean that bubbles will come down from heaven and big lights will show. I don't mean that. But brothers and sisters, God will have heard every word you say. He does hear every word you say. So give up any swearing and turn to the Lord. Ask Him to help you, and you will find care. Believe me, unless He thinks you can do it on your own. But ask Him. Ask Him anyway. And if you need help, He will give it. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A leper came to Him and, kneeling down, begged Him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, He stretched out His hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I will do it. Be made clean." The leprosy left Him immediately, and He was made clean. Then, warning Him sternly, He dismissed Him at once. Then He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to Him from everywhere. They found out, but He went out into the wilderness, and then they go after and find Him. They all come out in the wilderness to find Him. I can't imagine what that must have been like for those people. Oh, that's just a hoax. That's just some thing that some emperor wants to do to us, whatever. And we don't believe. Jesus came as a child, as I told you before Christmas. He came as a child that we would not be frightened, that He would share our life fully. He came as a baby. Brothers and sisters, I urge you. You notice the last line of the gospel says, He remained outside in deserted places. Well, He certainly needed to rest. Brothers and sisters, people kept coming to Him from everywhere. But He was always talking to His Father. He was always talking to His Father. I want to ask you a question. How much time do you give God every day? And I understand if you have very small children, it will be in little pieces. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes maybe here. But if you can possibly, take some time. Either if you want to say to me, "I only can possibly have 5 minutes," then give God 5 minutes and ask Him for five more. You might be surprised someday what He does. God is right here. Even as I record this program, God is right here. And He loves us. And He wants you to know Him. He wants you to speak of His goodness. He wants you to help people understand that God is with us and that we will see God when we die. Please, brothers and sisters. And that's where we'll know whether it's hell or heaven or purgatory. I've said that to you before, but ponder it. I would love to go to heaven, but I sometimes think, well, I hope I'm not going to hell, and I think I might need a little time in purgatory because I was harsh with somebody or what. I don't know. I don't know what God will do, but I know that He is God and that He loves us and that He will only do for us what we need, that we may join His company, that we may be with Him forever. And you won't have even the crowds around Him. Won't mean that you can't get to Him. You can turn right to the Lord and He will hear you. He will. He loves you. He is so good for us. Saint Hilary of Poitiers said this, "And behold, a certain leper came and entreated Him, saying, 'Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean.'" In the beginning of this account, we warned about thinking that anything should be omitted from the factual events of faith. So we teach that the events in themselves contain the development of the facts in their order, for nothing is omitted from the truth, since the truth is what we follow in imitation. In all of His earlier words, the Lord had delivered the precepts of the faith, and He had surpassed the law, indicating by surpassing it that it was now useless and ineffective. He required a most confident hope in His promises. Brothers and sisters, do you trust Him? Do you really trust Him? Please. I carry my Father's rosary with me now, my life, because He always had it. He owned a gas station, as I've told you before, right next to our house. And He kept that rosary in His pocket all day. Wherever He got a moment, He prayed part of it. He was good. Brothers and sisters, it's from Him that I learned when I saved a dog who was really hit. You remember my telling you that. And He said if I wanted to bring it home, I could, but I had to take care of him. And I said, okay, and did. And the vet called me one day and said, what have you done? And I told him, and he said, he's okay. He'll be okay. Brothers and sisters, remember that. We give to God what belongs to God. We don't keep it all for ourselves. We turn to Him when we've done a good act. Just say, thank You, Lord. Thank You for giving me the grace or the help or the wisdom or whatever it is I need. Thank Him again and again. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.